Let's learn a little more about the ladies of the Christmas story. Marina Hoffman has written a book called Women of the Bible. It's a Bible study guide. Good morning, Marina. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd. And yes, it's great to talk about women in the Bible as we approach Christmas.
Well, we know the name Mary is associated with the Christmas story. But Elizabeth, let's learn about her first. Tell us a little bit more about this lady named Elizabeth.
Yes, in the Gospel of Luke, Elizabeth starts off the nativity narrative. And her story is so full of hope. She's righteous before God, completely obedient to all God asked of her. But then despite her godliness, she has no children. And so, Todd, how incredible that Elizabeth experiences a miracle and has a child in her old age. And what a sign of hope for Mary, for just as God has done the miraculous for Elizabeth, it's a sign that God can and will do the impossible for Mary as well. And so we begin the story of Christmas with a small glimpse of what is possible when we surrender our lives to Jesus.
And we don't talk about Elizabeth a lot during Christmas. I mean, she also was pregnant the same time as her cousin Mary, and also sort of a miracle. Mary's, of course, more of a miracle, right? But we don't often talk about her. What can we learn from her?
The story of Elizabeth spurs me to continue waiting and hoping in the Lord. For no matter how impossible my situation is, God can work things out. And, you know, Elizabeth spent her whole life waiting for God to work mightily. And I think a lot of us find ourselves in a similar place of waiting for God to act. And it's so easy to give up, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Elizabeth reminds us to keep trusting that God will act in our lives. So while we go through times of waiting, we can keep holding strong to our faith and keep believing that God hears our prayers and will answer.
All right, so let's talk about Mary. I mean, she is the one that gets talked about a lot during the Christmas story. I mean, she's got a miracle to talk about too, doesn't she?
Yes, Mary's life changes dramatically, much like our lives have gone through a great change when an angel gives Mary this incredible call to bear Christ. And the amazing thing, Todd, is that in many ways we share in Mary's calling because we too are called to bear Christ. Not literally, of course,
right.
But when we bear Christ, as we live lives that reflect Christ through our words and actions.
Okay, can you expand on that idea? Because that's fascinating. Yes, we are also called to bear Christ. How can we do that in our daily lives? Can you explain that a bit more?
Absolutely. The angel tells Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so we see that the miracle of Christ coming into the world in human form through Mary is made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. And isn't it so moving, Todd, so wonderful that the same Holy Spirit has been given to us? Just like the Holy Spirit works through Mary, the Holy Spirit is working in our lives today. And what happened to Mary was so impossible, and yet she experiences a true miracle. And today, God is doing the impossible as well. The Holy Spirit is at work on earth and making a way where there seems to be no way. And I believe God is, as he promised, leveling mountains that seem insurmountable and raising up desert plains. And these are Old Testament promises, Todd, but we can hold on to them today as well.
Now, Marina, I know in your life you experienced this, it's seemingly impossible happening. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, that is true. So after being in a car crash, coming home from Sudbury several years ago, I had terrible physical injuries and a brain injury, and I suffered with PTSD, depression, anxiety. But Todd, worst of all was that I was told I could not have children. But day by day, God healed my injuries and restored my life. And eventually, I even had a little baby girl who is now 3 years old.
Man, our theme is celebrating the birth of children and thanking God for his miraculous power today. Marina, any final thoughts?
Yes, let me end with the words the angel said to Mary, that no word from God will ever fail. What a wonderful promise. And we can turn to God's word and remind ourselves of all the promises of God and know that the Lord will be faithful in our lives to fulfill every promise. And for me, Todd, this is so hopeful and an anchor for my life. And I hope your listeners are encouraged today as well.
Marina Hoffman, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Todd.